Didi Scasafava says the budget process is ongoing with the state legislature, and it appears New York is on track for an on-time and balanced budget.
When this governor came into office, he was looking at a structural deficit of $10 billion that he was able to close. And by very disciplined fiscal management, this year's projected deficit was $1.3 billion, which he's also proposing closing in his budget document. So it's a lot of fiscal discipline at the state level, and a lot of it is with the state agencies and state operations.
Mandate relief is an issue that many communities want to see more emphasis on, or they want to see faster action taken.
You have to remember, we didn't get into this situation overnight. This happened over a period of time, and now we're at a point that municipalities are having a difficult time, the state's having a difficult time. And the governor definitely had to get the state's fiscal house in order. And he realizes that it's going to be a challenge for many municipalities to also do the same. It just takes time. Last year, I traveled around quite a bit, and I listened to people talk about mandate relief, and I'd bring up Tier 6. And they'd say, well, the savings are in the future. We aren't experiencing those savings today. So this year, the governor proposed a pension smoothing plan that really would allow municipalities, optionally, to get kind of the present value of those future savings. And it was really something to allow municipalities to experience some of those savings now. That is something that was put in place in response to criticism that, yes, you put a mandate relief, but it's down the road a little bit. When you look at what the governor is proposing in the area of binding arbitration this year, when you look at what the governor did last year with Medicaid, there are steps that are being taken in the area of mandate relief. It just takes time.
Could some of those items have been advanced and be done at the same time the 2% tax cap was incorporated?
You know, you have to remember the governor came into office in January of 2011. It's quite an extensive process to go through everything and really recognize what's being asked and why. And I'm not sure that exhaustive review has occurred before. But the state level, they're asking us to become more efficient. And that also layers into providing some sort of relief to businesses.
Another issue is the governor's call for an increase in minimum wage. Will it pass, do you believe?
Well, you know, that's subject to legislative negotiation. So therefore, what form it takes or what the amount might be or over, that's all subject to legislative negotiation. So that's difficult to try to predict exactly what's going to happen. I can say that this governor is committed to having an increase in the minimum wage in New York State. He believes that many states that surround us, their minimum wages are higher than what New York State is. And to him, that's unacceptable.
One of the arguments that you hear from the opposing side of having a minimum wage increase is that there will be fewer jobs because small businesses and perhaps medium-sized businesses can't afford to hire more people because they're paying a higher wage. Does the governor believe it would result in fewer jobs?
He believes that the minimum wage needs to be increased. And when you look at individual business decisions and how they might want to manage their businesses, that's really up to each individual business to make that determination. But you have to remember that there's also more money that gets spread around in an economy. And if someone's wages are going up, that's also more money that's going to be spent. So this governor is committed to an increase in the minimum wage, and he believes it makes for a healthier business climate in New York State.
What's the anticipated impact in New York with sequestration?
You know, sequestration is very difficult to try to. I spent the week in the Department of State because I have some oversight over two programs that are federally funded. So trying to have some sort of a budgetary guideline to what's really happening, it's difficult because you have sequestration and you might think it's a 5% or 5.2% across the board cut to certain programs. But then you have to remember that they're also continuing to operate under continuing resolutions. So even though this point in time we're talking about sequestration, approximately this date in March, we'll also be talking about a continuing resolution to fund the entire federal government. So it's very difficult to try to predict exactly what's going to happen with federal funds at this point. And it's very difficult to predict what really the final product in Washington is going to be. The governor's number one agenda is jobs and the economy. So whether they be federal jobs or whether they be private sector jobs is of concern to this governor. The second step is, what can you do? How can you manage things that you really don't have control over? So if the question is, are we concerned? The answer is yes. Every economy has to be strengthened. I mean, New York State is as strong as its weakest link or as weak its economic area. He also recognizes we have a lot of assets, and we just have to make sure that people in other parts of this state, as well as other parts of the country, know that we have a lot of gems and resources.
On Wednesday, the New York State Assembly Speaker and the Assembly Ways and Means Committee Chair released the Assembly Majority's annual revenue and economic reports. Links are available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.